This is St. Louis Public Radio. Today, St. Louis welcomes a new mayor for the first time in 16 years. The change in power led one curious Louis listener to ask, what does the mayor actually do? St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone Casas reports on the strengths and the limitations of the office.
Before digging into the powers of the mayor, I stopped by two polling places in the 12th and 19th wards to talk to people voting in the general municipal elections.
What does the mayor do?
Well, I'm just going to tell the truth. I don't see too much of nothing.
In this town? Really nothing.
I think they just sit up there and get paid.
That was Amy Miller, Anthony Grass, and Faye Combs. They're mostly being sarcastic, but in all seriousness, for St. Louis residents, the mayor is the highest elected official. 22 departments report to the mayor's office, big ones like police and fire, parks and rec, and streets. The mayor also picks the people who run many of the city's top offices. But just as important as what the mayor can do is what the mayor can't do. That's what local political science professor Terry Jones tells me.
The mayor of the city of St. Louis is seen as one of the weakest mayors among all the major central cities in the United States.
Part of that weak reputation is because the mayor doesn't control the city's budget. In St. Louis, a three-person board votes on where taxpayer dollars go. And while the mayor is on that board, he or she needs the support of at least one other person to make any decision about how city money is spent.
And that means continual negotiating and log rolling.
What other cities have a system like that?
No other cities.
So the mayor's powers are pretty limited compared to other cities, and that can lead to a lot of misplaced expectations for voters here. Just ask outgoing Mayor Francis Slay.
We get almost all the phone calls when somebody gets a parking ticket they don't like. That department does not report to me. I have no authority over the parking division.
And Jones says voters pin the mayor with more than just parking tickets.
The single most difficult thing for many voters to understand is that the mayor of the city of St. Louis does not have any direct involvement in K-12 education.
Like the budget, not having authority over public schools is tough because it's something voters really care about. Slay says those limitations are by design.
They basically put together a system that checked and balanced itself almost out of business.
But according to Jones, it's not bad for everybody. Power in city government is spread out. That's why the city's other elected officials have a significant role to play in shaping public policy. Power they might not otherwise have under a stronger mayor.
The comptroller and the president of the Board of Aldermen, they like it a lot.
But on the other hand, the mayor always has the bully pulpit. Jones says the mayor commands the attention of the regional media better than any other local elected official. And that's an unofficial way the mayor can shape St. Louis's national reputation and public opinion.
The mayor benefits from the perception that if you think I'm powerful, even if I'm not, that in itself is power. There's a bit of the wizard behind the curtain here.
But that doesn't keep voters like Vince Becker, Faye Combs, and Erica Midkiff from hanging their hopes on what they think the office can do for them.
I mean, I would love to see more police officers hired, cut down on more crime.
There's too many potholes, too many raggedy streets. Get the streets together.
I have four kids. I don't feel safe with them going to public schools. That's something the mayor needs to address.
Slay is sympathetic to what voters ask for, even the things he never had control over.
If somebody was setting up a government, they wouldn't want it this way. And if somebody looked at this, they're saying, this is ridiculous. This needs to be changed.
People have tried. There were proposals as recently as the 90s to strengthen the power of the mayor, but they were never widely supported. It's a perpetual struggle for anyone elected to this office.
Is the public somewhat unrealistic in wanting protection against having too powerful a mayor, but then wanting the mayor to get something done? The answer to that question is yes.
But balancing public opinion, a weak mayoral structure, and improving the city is the task at hand for the next mayor. I'm Jenny Simone Casas, St. Louis Public Radio.